This is your typical radio ad while eating a Crunch Bar.
This is Automatic of Otto's Used Cars. This weekend only, we're having a whale! Bring the kids. See for yourself. It is huge. Gonna make a big splash. No other dealer can say they have a whale like this.
When things sound dull, turn up the fun with Crunch.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. Tony, Russell Wilson says he's feeling lean and mean. How you feeling?
Tony Kornheiser, lumpy and grumpy. And at least Russell Wilson isn't saying, let's ride, like he did last year, which was a disaster. A disaster.
Yeah, or go Hawks. I got tired of that, too. You know,
yeah.
I'm just feeling mean. That's all. Just
yeah.
Me.
Well, you've been feeling
that.
Mean for about 5 years. I mean, you're good at it.
Long.
It's what you do well.
3 years.
Oh, yeah. Five. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. It's today's episode. How will the Heat handle the loss of Gabe Vincent? How would LeBron look as a Warrior? And are the Angels' chances of keeping Shohei increasing? But we begin today with the Florida Panthers getting a Matthew Tkachuk goal with just 4.9 seconds left last night to beat Carolina 4-3 and sweep them out of the playoffs. Florida now advances to the Stanley Cup Final for the first time since 1996. Wilbon, in a Final Four that had seemed glamorous, have Tkachuk and the Panthers won you over?
Tony, I don't know that I'm going to think of them as glamorous, but yeah. I mean, what is it, 10 of 11 now? And, like, more than five of those have been won in overtime, and they're all one-goal games except the game. I mean,
yeah.
This
yeah. –
and he particularly
yeah.
owns the postseason so far. He owns it. And I turn in now to them. I'll click in whenever I can, and out here the games are on preposterously early at, like, 5 p.m. I click on, and Florida's ahead, and Tkachuk – has either done something that's like Gretzky-like or is going to do, on the verge of doing it, and usually late and likely in overtime. And again, I don't know that it's glamorous, but they've won in a way that makes you want to see them. You're curious about them. And an otherwise glamorless team, you say, okay,
yeah.
let me watch
yeah.
the Florida Panthers, which I can't believe I'm saying out loud.
I think that Tkachuk has absolutely been amazing. He has three game-winning goals in this series out of four, and in the other game, he had an assist on the only goal of the game in a 1-0 game. He's got Conn Smythe tattooed on his forehead right now.
Yeah.
And as amazing as he has been, to your point earlier, I think the team he plays for has been more amazing. They have, and I'll give you the numbers, they're 11-1 in their last 12 playoff games. They're 9-1 in one-goal games. They're 6-0 in overtime games. Mike, they're an 8 seed. They've taken out a 1, a 2, and a 4, and I don't know how you can't root for them. I was impressed with what Rob Brind'Amour said. He's coach Carolina after the game. Well, he was praising his own team, and he said, look, we didn't get swept. We were in every game. Every goal was a one-goal game. We didn't lose. We got beat. So there he's praising both teams. And to me, Mike, the reality is they did get swept. Florida goes out there with every opportunity and wins. And, Mike, Florida wasn't assured of making the playoffs until the next to last game when your Chicago Blackhawks beat Pittsburgh and kicked Pittsburgh out, and it fell to Florida.
Yeah, and it scared me when the Blackhawks won because I wanted Bedard so
bad
that we got him anyway. We got
it
anyway.
You got the pick anyway.
But Tony,
you got the
Tony,
pick.
They came back from 3-1 down to beat the Bruins.
Against Boston.
Who only had
yes.
the greatest season ever. And yet,
I think they've been great.
I'm gonna be rooting for what I think is the Vegas Knights.
The Vegas Knights
in the Stanley Cup final.
You're
I will.
Mistake.
I'm not
Let's
doing
move.
I-95
Enough.
Like you.
Oh, God. Let's move to the NBA playoffs. Miami starting guard Gabe Vincent is out for tonight's Game 5 in Boston with a sprained ankle. He's averaging 18 points a game in this series. He's shooting 50% from three. Wilbon, with this development for Miami, what chance do you now give the Celtics to win tonight, push series to six games?
Tonight, game five in Boston, where they haven't even played all that well in the playoffs over the last 2 years, I'm still going to give them like an 80% chance, Tony. I mean, I know people don't know who Gabe Vincent is unless they're watching basketball year-long, and particularly over the last month or so, because Gabe Vincent was, I'm not going to say he was a bit player, but he was an important player to a degree. But then when you lose Victor Oladipo and Tyler Hero, Gabe Vincent's minutes go up and his production goes through the roof. He's reliable. This is what, when people talk about the Heat culture, and culture is the most overused word in sports, but when they talk about this for the Heat, they're talking about largely player development and people who come in and there's a certain psychology and a certain emotion about them and clearly an ability to be coached, to take coaching and criticism and fit in a way they might not fit in another organization, to borrow that word from hockey. Tony, he's important. I'm not saying they can't win without him, but it's harder to win, and you have no more guards. You have no additional guards on the roster.
All right, so let me be very clear in this. Regardless of Vincent's status, all the pressure, 100% of the pressure is on Boston. There is no pressure on Miami. That will change if Boston wins this game, but Boston has to win this game to make a change. As you say, when you don't have Oladipo, when you don't have Tyler Hero, and now you don't have Vincent, that's about 50 points. You lose about 50 points.
Yes.
So if Boston can't win this game at home, they can't win any game. And the problem, as you alluded to, is home. They're 4-6 in these playoffs this year at home. They're 0-2 in game fives in these playoffs. Do I think they're going to win? I do. I think they're going to win. But nobody in America who's watching this is going to be surprised if they don't win because of the way they've played up until this point. I think they're the better team. I think they should have won by now. I don't know what's going on in this thing. They had Jason Tatum at 51 in a game last week. They got two guys, Smart and Brown, who played in over 100 playoff games. The only thing that stops them tonight is if Jimmy Butler goes insane. If Jimmy Butler goes insane.
He could, but the thing about Tatum and Brown is until the other night, Tony, they're just taking turns. And there's not the kind of play there that I associate with all the Boston Celtics teams of my whole life. Now, even when Larry Bird was there and a high-volume shooter and had the ball in his hand, usage was high, there was no feeling that he was just taking turns with somebody. They played the consummate team basketball. The Celtics just did that in game four. Let's see if they can do it at home in game five.
We'll see. We'll see.
Let's move to LeBron's future with the Lakers. This is a topic that's going to wear us out over the next 3 months. Kevin O'Connor of The Ringer wonders whether we could see LeBron getting himself traded to the Dubs, the Warriors. LeBron has openly talked about wanting to play with Draymond and Steph, and the trade could bring young players and picks back to the Lakers. Tony, would you like to see LeBron with the Warriors, and would that make them the favorites or just geezers, just old?
Well, they're not as old as us, but yeah, they would be very, very old. Here's the thing. This came out of the blue today to me. It's a complete surprise, but I will indulge a story because it's not like LeBron hasn't moved in the past. And it's not like LeBron has any particular allegiance to the Lakers. LeBron has an allegiance to LeBron. I think this would be fun for this reason, Mike. You talk about a last dance. You got Curry and Thompson and Green who are old, and you add LeBron who is older than them.
Oldest.
Like, you would have games starting at 6 after the pregame meal, you know, the early bird. And it would be great for me. Kevin Durant went to the Warriors a few years back and he won, and he was criticized for sort of glomming on. I don't think that would happen to LeBron because LeBron is so old with limited – no, I think it's limited opportunity. He only has a year or two at best. So I think he could get away with it, and plus it's a perfect fit because as we talk about all the time, the Warriors are a selfless team and LeBron is, in fact, a selfless player.
Yeah, all that's true, Tony. All that's true. He would be ripped by a lot of people – because it'd be a second time in his life that he had to go tag team with people to win a championship. I wouldn't spend a lot of time on that, but that would happen. And justifiably so, for people who say, no, Now, I got a better thing than that. Draymond Green can go play with the Lakers. I mean, if you put Draymond Green on the Lakers with Anthony Davis and LeBron, you're talking about something. You're talking about elevation in the Western Conference. And I know the Lakers were just
that's
in
elevation.
The Western
Holmes.
Conference Finals. Yeah. It is, Tony. So to me, that's more attractive than LeBron going
really?
To play with Golden State. Yeah, yeah.
Going to play with Steph Curry? Really? And Klay Thompson?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I don't need to see that. You know what I never wanted? I never wanted when the Bulls lost to the Pistons. I never sat around going, well, if Jordan played with Isaiah and Buddha and that big thug, Bill Laimbeer, I never thought about that. Play where you play. Get it done where you are. That's, I'm old and mean. So I don't care to see people
it's more than
around
old and
the
mean.
Country.
I mean, it's sort of denying people the chance to go where they want to go and have an impact.
Where you are. If you're the GOAT, why do you need Steph Curry?
So this is what you're saying. You're saying LeBron is a cheap opportunist. That's essentially what I'm hearing.
No,
let's take a break.
I defend LeBron's decision to go.
He's moved around.
But don't expect me to praise it if they win.
He's been a Hessian every single stop along the way after the first Cleveland. Let's take a break.
Just don't expect me to love it.
How should the Angels front office feel about Shohei's future?
God, it's worse than Aaron Rodgers' future and LeBron's future, Sohei's future. And what does it mean for Novak Djokovic to be on the same side of the draw as world number one, Carlos Alcaraz? I mean, Shohei.
You don't want people moving from team to team ever?
It doesn't mean I have to praise it.
Kareem did it.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/PTI. That's amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Time to trade words with Wilbon. What's first?
After sweeping the Red Sox, the Angels front office must be feeling blank.
So my word is queasy. I think it's great that they beat a team with a winning record. I think it's wonderful that Ohtani and Trout both hit home runs. But where does it leave them in terms of the playoffs right now? They're still out. If you started the playoffs today, they would be out. They're in third place in their division. They're behind Texas. They're behind Houston. At least two teams in the American League East are ahead of them for the wild card. I mean, this matters. If you feel that you have to make the playoffs in order to keep Shohei Ohtani, then what does this mean? Doesn't mean anything at the moment. And it still looms out there, the trade deadline, where the Angels could say, we're going to trade him because he's going to go to free agency and we're going to get nothing.
August 1st. And because it means nothing, as you just said, the front office must be feeling delusional. Because the A's, the Angels, they're about like the A's now. The Angels never make the playoffs. They don't make it. It's been a long time since they made it. Even though they either develop Trout or attract Ohtani and your boy Anthony Rendon, they attract
Rendon
some star players. They got a roster, right? Rendon hasn't been what he was in Washington, obviously. Nah. But, Tony, they're delusional. Why would you think the Angels are going to make the postseason? And they got to make a decision before then anyway, if it's true that a playoff run is what is going to attract or really influence Ohtani. Yeah. I mean, we don't know that anyway. So delusional is all they got.
What's next?
It's blank for Novak Djokovic that Carlos Alcaraz is on his side of the men's French Open draw.
So my word is unsettling. You know, Alcaraz is the number one seed. You got to figure if you're anybody else in a tournament, you say to yourself, well, at some point I got to beat this guy. You know, so you understand that. But it's different if you meet him in the finals, because first of all, you're in the finals. And then if you beat him, you actually win the tournament. It's a little dicier if you have to meet him before the finals. It makes the road that you look at ahead a little bit harder. They've only played once, and it happened to have been on clay, and Alcaraz beat him on clay. And I'm told that Djokovic now has elbow problems. But I'm going to get off this to get to my main feeling about the French Open. Nadal's not playing, Mike. It's the first time in 19 years. He's won the thing 14 times. It's hard for me to imagine a French Open without Rafael Nadal.
Well, we just go back to 20 years ago. You and I have been watching the French Open for 50 years, and Nadal wasn't in it. So I can imagine. I hear what you're saying, though, Tony. It's a less attractive tournament right now. And then in a couple of years, Nadal will be doing TV and you know, in the booth, and we'll be used to it completely. But my word is it means early curtains for Djokovic. That's what being in the side of the draw with Alcaraz does. Because he's got to play him a round earlier than he would have to play him, as you just outlined. So it means he's going out earlier. It's over for Djokovic. Age, injury, just like it was over for Federer, and now it looks over for Nadal. Joker is the latest of the three and held on a little bit longer. I don't think he's going to get another slam tournament championship tone. So it's early curtains. Good night. He won't even be around for the finals.
Am I hearing cheap opportunist, or was that in the segment prior to this? That's the final word. Let's take one last break. Still to come, how concerned should the Raiders be that your boy Jimmy Garoppolo needed foot surgery?
And should the NBA increase the penalty for flopping? No, it should be pointed out that Wilt and Kareem won where they were. First, they won. They didn't go seeking tag team partners until
Didn't Djokovic just win the Australian Open? Didn't Djokovic just win another major?
I didn't say he was.
You said he's done.
Opportunist. He's done.
You said he's done. He just won the last one.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Happy time, people. Happy 44th birthday, Chris Young. Young made history at Princeton when in his freshman year, he became the first person ever named Ivy League Rookie of the Year in two sports, basketball and baseball. At 6'10", Young opted for baseball, perhaps thinking 6'10 coming at you from 60 feet away is the golden ticket. Now, at one point, the Sacramento Kings offered Young a guaranteed contract, but by then he was on his way to the majors with the Texas Rangers. Young pitched 13 years, five different teams. His record was 79-67 with a 3.95 ERA. He was an all-star once. He was on the 2015 Kansas City World Series champs. More importantly, I guess, Young is now general manager for the first place Texas Rangers. And he's the guy who brought in Corey Seager and Jacob DeGrom.
Most importantly, he played still at the end of a time where talented kids played multiple sports. And now the coaches, the adults, won't let them. Oh, you've got to be in off-season training, OTAs. The NFL gave us that garbage. And now every sport, They pin these kids down for all year with one sport. That's not the way it's supposed to happen, adults.
You listening, Matthew? Happy anniversary, Todd and Mel Stottlemyre. On this day 26 years ago, while pitching for the Cardinals, Todd won his 100th career game, making Mel and Todd the first father and son to each win 100 games in Major League Baseball. Mel made five All-Star games in his 11th season with the Yankees. He went on to great success as a pitching coach. He first won a World Series ring with the Mets and then four more with the Yankees. Todd pitched 14 seasons in the bigs. He won two World Series rings with the Blue Jays. They combined for 302 wins. Mel had 164, Todd had 138. Baseball is awash with fathers and sons at the positions, the Griffies, the Boones, the Bonzes, the Guerreros, far more infrequent as pitchers, Mike.
Yeah, Tony, but if somebody told you Todd playing with the Blue Jays was going to win more championships as a player than Mel playing in the 60s and 70s with the Yankees, you would say there's no chance of that. Yet he can look at his old man and say, "Yeah, you got it as a coach. I got it," as Tiger would say, "in the dirt."
In the dirt. Happy trails to flopping in the NBA. The Athletic is reporting that the NBA Competition Committee is discussing the potential of penalizing deliberate flops by awarding the other team a technical free throw. They could give this a trial run at Summer League. Now, years ago, this would have been called the Vlade Divac rule, as he was a renowned flopper. A potential problem with this is the lack of uniformity in applying the rule. It might depend on how well a player sold the flop to avoid the technical. And in a way, it might make referees more like judges on Dancing with the Stars. Wilbon, you like a good flop, don't you?
I do, and I don't want to see this. It's just going to be more replays. And please, any contact between Shaquille O'Neal and anybody else is not a flop. I mean, he was the biggest, strongest guy in the world. And if he hits you, you're going down. No, I don't want to. No, stay out of the judging flop business. Stop it.
So to me, what this is, first of all, it is going to be a judgment call. It's like rosin. Oh, a little rosin is okay, but do you have too much? I think you have too much rosin on your hands. And nobody really knows. And the other part of this to me is it's another anti-defense rule. You know, I mean, really, it is the attitude that the offensive player has the right to do just about anything because you're basically saying everybody who falls down is flopping, right? And I don't believe that. Do you?
Yeah, and suppose you're just off balance and a guy catches you. That can happen standing on the subway. Stop. Seriously, stop.
Let's go to the big finish. Clippers GM Michael Winger is leaving to become president of the group that owns the Wizards. Do you find this significant?
I guess so, but the Clippers got a new arena in L.A. They still got more promise than the Wizards. Unless you're being pushed out, I kind of don't understand it. New Raiders quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo had foot surgery after he signed. Cause for concern?
Yes, he gets hurt a lot. At some point, you can't play anymore. You keep getting hurt. Twins reliever Yoan Duran threw three pitches at 104 miles per hour or better yesterday. You're impressed, right?
Fastest in the bigs this season, according to the gun. Is he the new Aroldis Chapman? I'm just wondering. Rubber match between the O's and Yanks tonight. Who you got?
I got the O's, hon. And the Orioles have turned it around in 2 years beyond what anybody could have expected. Really. Last one, will you Golden Knights sweep the Stars?
Yeah, I think so. And the Stars are missing their captain who got himself thrown out with the stupid move of cross-checking the guy in the head after knocking him down.
Yeah, that was dumb.
Yeah, I'm really going to go with the sweep. Going with the sweep.
Really dumb. We're out of time. We will try and do better the next time. And I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. You can get the PTI podcast on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. Wilt and Kareem won where they were. Don't ever forget that. They won. First, then left. And now, sports.